It's time to Know Your Onion!
Yeah. Very enthusiastic crowd here this morning.
As always.
On a Wednesday morning. So, there you go. All right. I mean, I've been right back. I can't even know how long I've been reading The Onion.
God. They used to have an onion, like when they still had the physical copy of it, yeah. They'd have one right outside of Loyola's campus. I used to pick it up every week.
Yeah,
every
they would drop it off at Simon's. When I hung out at Simon's, they would drop it off at Simon's. Then we started having it delivered at the factory theater. We would have it in the lobby.
Gotta. So. I miss having it being an actual newspaper.
I do too. I do too. Cool. It's still, the material is still great. The writing is still funny. And, you know, the news cycle that's happening right now, the Onion is, we need The Onion.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. Well, that's the idea. Let's see. We've got our first contestant is Mike from Plainfield on WGN. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Nick. Good morning, Tom.
All right. Good morning. Are you familiar with The Onion?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, Tom will be your host, and he will be reading some news headlines to you, and you have to just say whether it's real or The Onion.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Mike, let's go overseas for our first headline. Chinese government asks entire nation to pose while millions of surveillance cameras take photographs. Is that real or The Onion?
Well, I'm going to say real.
Ooh, let's see. That's an Onion headline.
See, now I would have said real as well. I'm with you, Mike. That sounded like it was real.
I know.
I wouldn't be surprised if that were actually a real headline. See, this is what I'm talking about. The line between real weird and onion weird is blurred. So, all right. Well, you just have to get the majority of them, Mike. So you got to get
okay.
Three total, because he's going to read a total of five, and you got to get three.
All right,
let's jump back to the heartland here. Weatherman Jamie Simpson tells viewers to stop complaining about tornado warnings interrupting The Bachelorette. Is that real or is that The Onion?
Oh, unfortunately, I think it's real.
Shang-win.
Very good.
I watched the footage, and it's hilarious. It's hilarious because you know, the weather was really, obviously, we've had some serious issues in the mid section of this country. And I mean, we're dealing with a bunch of crappy weather here in Chicago, but there were some serious, like, dangerous weather, severe weather, and people were upset because The Bachelorette was getting interrupted.
Oh man,
I gotta get my fix.
Yeah. All right, so you got one, Mike.
All right.
Okay.
Let's keep going, Mike. Venezuela's economic crisis is now so bad that criminals can't afford to buy bullets. Is that real or is that The Onion?
It's a tough one. Let's shoot for The Onion.
Oh, that is a real headline. That's coming to us from the Associated Press. A gang leader told the Associated Press that it often does not pay off to use a clip of bullets for $15.
Is that right?
Yep.
That's real?
That's a very real headline.
Oh, my God. All right, that's weird. All right, Mike, you got to get these last two.
Okay.
I believe in you, Mike. You can do this. All right. Trump warns China not to underestimate his willingness to sacrifice every American's well-being. Is that real or The Onion?
The Onion.
Very good, Mike. You got it. All right.
Okay, so this is it, Mike. If you get this one right, you get the big prize, okay?
Let's do it.
You're going to get a prize anyway, even if you don't get it right. But, you know.
Let's see if we can get you the big prize.
Let's see if we can get you the big prize. Okay.
Okay.
A participation award?
Yeah. Something like that. All right, Mike. Last headline here. Comcast does so much lobbying that it says disclosing it all is too hard. Is that real or is that The Onion?
It's real.
Let's see. Is this going to be it? Yes.
You got it.
That's a real headline from Ars Technica, the technology reporting site. Comcast already said that they already disclose most of their government lobbying interactions, but that it's an unproductive use of their resources and not in the best interests of their shareholders.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. One of my least favorite companies in America.
It doesn't surprise me at all. So,
all right,
Mike, thanks for playing, and you win, my friend.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You got Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. You can find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations, or you can order online at loumalnati's.com. So you got yourself some Lou Malnati's, okay?
Perfect.
Okay, cool, Mike. Hang on, all right?
All right.
You stay hold there, and then we'll get some information from him off the air, and then we will go... And he'll get all the information. And now we're asking for a second caller, and I believe we've got our second caller. We'll get our second contestant on here in a minute or so. So, but I, you know, that that last one about Comcast, the other one that seemed fake to me. Well, there were two in there that seemed like that they were Onion articles and they weren't. I don't know. It's just so crazy now.
I know it's real, and the thing is that I do not have to search high and low to find headlines that will blow your mind.
Yeah, no, you don't.
It just comes straight to me.
Yeah, they just it's nuts. But yeah, some of the Onion headlines I liked. Some of my favorite Onion headlines were the man in the street interviews. Those quotes are always the man in the street interviews are always hilarious in the Onion.
Oh,
always hilarious. So. Here's one of the most brutal ones. You know how they have like just the little headlines on the side that aren't, there's no story. They're just like little bullet headlines. There's no written story. A week after Gene Siskel passed away, they ran a headline in that section that just said Ebert victorious. Which I just went, when I first read it, I went, oh man. And then I laughed at it. And Gene would have thought it was funny.
Oh, he definitely would have.
Yeah, but I just remember going, ooh.
Yeah. And that's why they get paid the big bucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Over the years, I've had several members of the writing staff on the show. Some really brilliant people. Really, really brilliant people. And I spent a significant amount of time talking to three of the people that wrote stuff for the 9/11 issue, which is still one of the greatest issues of the Onion, maybe the greatest issue of the Onion of all time. So, okay, we're going to break here for some weather, and then we'll have we got another person who's going to play Know Your Onion. And so Know Your Onion, whether it's real, whether it's a real headline or an Onion headline, you got to know it, and then you could win some prizes. And we're going to jump back into that game right after we break here for some weather. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 o'clock. Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wildcard Wednesday! Who was that?
So that was a band called I Fight Dragons. The song is called Rewind, and it's the theme from The Goldbergs.
It is?
Yeah, that's the theme from The Goldbergs. That's coming to us from the 708, who apparently that's their son's band.
Oh,
so very cool.
Very cool. All right.
Chicago's very own.
All right. All right. Very cool. You know, I don't watch that show.
I've seen it. I've seen bits and pieces.
But there's a lot of people on it I like, which is why I should, because I love Jeff Garlin. And Tobo's on it. And I like everybody. George Segal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good cast. All right. Hey, coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN. All right. Shall we get back to it?
I think we shall.
All right. Let's get a next contestant on. We do this every Wednesday, by the way. Know Your Onion. Here's Warren on WGN. Hi, Warren.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
All right. You familiar with the Onion?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you have to just guess. Tom will read you a news headline, and you have to guess whether it's real or the Onion.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right. Let's start it off in sports here. The St. Louis Blues forced to forfeit the Stanley Cup after exhausting their annual travel budget. Is that real or the Onion?
I'd say the Onion.
Let's see. Very good. Yes, that is.
That's from The Onion. You know why?
Why is that?
You know, you can't get anything to drink in St. Louis because they don't have any cups.
Oh.
Hello.
Heyo.
Hold on a minute.
All right, let's do some politics here. You got one right, so you're already off to a good start.
All righty.
John Bolton says an attack on two Saudi oil tankers is an attack on all Americans. Is that real or The Onion?
Well, I don't know who John Bolton is, so I'll say true anyway.
Oh, let's see. That is not. That is an Onion headline.
That's from The Onion?
Yeah.
I swear to you, I thought.
Sounds
that was
like
real.
Something John Bolton might say.
Yes, with his mustache.
And Warren, John Bolton is the National Security Advisor of the United States of America.
Yeah, okay, I know.
And he's got
Michael Bolton.
Thinking Michael Bolton. Okay. All right. Well, you still got one. Need two more to get a majority, okay?
All right.
Let's head on over to Los Angeles, where L.A. County votes to ban official travel to Alabama in response to their abortion ban. Is that real, or is that The Onion?
I would say real.
All right. Yes, that is a real thing. Yeah. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors voted Tuesday to prohibit official travel to Alabama for 1 year.
Wow.
In response to that abortion ban.
Okay. All right. You need one more for the big prize, Warren.
All right. Let's see. Let's go over to Connecticut. Owners of the Noah's Ark replica sue over act of God. Is that real or is that The Onion?
I'd say Onion.
Oh, let's see.
That's real, Warren. That's real. I saw that story. I almost fell off my couch when I saw that. I was scrolling around on my phone, and I was like, "You got to be kidding me! You got to be kidding me!" And I was, I was especially interested in that story, considering that we've reigned here in this city for 40 days and 40 nights.
He's suing. Because the insurers are refusing to cover the rain damage.
Isn't that hilarious? I think that's hilarious. That's a very funny story. Okay, well, you got to get this one right, Warren.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Film critics captivated by use of one long unbroken take in parents' recording of the middle school production of Guys and Dolls. Is that real or is that The Onion?
I would say The Onion.
Let's find out. Is this going to be the one?
Woo-hoo!
Nice. Yeah. That is The Onion.
That's The Onion. Woo-hoo! That's pretty funny. That's a good. That was a good. That was a good homer, Warren.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
pizza.
Well, you got it. You got pizza, Warren. It's a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. You can find one of their 40 plus Chicagoland locations, or you can order online at loumalnati's.com. Thanks for playing, Warren, and hang on.
Fantastic. Thanks again.
All right, buddy. Have a good morning. Hold on.
Two big winners this week.
Two big winners. We'll do it again next week. We shall do Know Your Onion again next week.